13a. Let's look at some more reductions. When using would have, should have, or could have quickly and conversationally, reduce these to woulda, shoulda, and coulda when used before a verb with a consonant sound, and would've, should've, and could've before a verb with a vowel sound. Let's practice. First, you'll hear the more careful and formal pronunciation, and then the more conversational.
Would have had. Woulda had. Would have liked. Woulda liked. Would have acted. Would have acted. Would have been. Would have been. Would have untied. Would have untied. Should have gone. Should have gone. Should have taken. Should have taken. Should have eaten. Should have eaten. Should have earned. Should have earned. Could have rested. Could have rested. Could have talked. Could have talked. Could have edited. Could have edited. Could have asked. Could have asked.
The same thing happens with the negative forms. They sound like this. Wouldn't have, wouldn't have, shouldn't have, shouldn't have, couldn't have, couldn't have. Let's practice.
Wouldn't have left. Wouldn't have left. Wouldn't have asked. Wouldn't have asked. Shouldn't have made. Shouldn't have made. Shouldn't have ended. Shouldn't have ended. Couldn't have written. Couldn't have written. Couldn't have earned. Couldn't have earned.
Let's try some of these in sentences.
1. You should have told me you were coming. 2. We could have rested for a while. 3. We couldn't have asked for more. 4. Danny wouldn't have visited you if he knew. 5. We should have asked the teacher about it. 6. Dan could have entered the contest before. 7. I couldn't have taken your jacket. 8. It wouldn't have taken so long to do it.